This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Side. This is Bob Romanek, another day of a white guy that's pissed off, a white guy that sees what's going on, a white guy that doesn't appreciate being pushed around by the nigger community. Again, not the proud blacks, always, always keep the proud blacks out. You white guys and white women, do you understand what's going on? Do you understand that they're pushing us back? Do you understand that they're trying, the niggers, not the proud blacks, the niggers trying to make the whites secondary citizens, trying to make us ashamed to be white? Anytime it's about a nigger, it's okay. A nigger can say what he wants. Let a white guy say something like Bob Romanek and all hell breaks loose. Well, it's going to have to continue to break loose because I may be the only son of a bitch and white bastards that's pissed off enough to tell it the way it is. And as always, people, keep the proud black community out of this. We've got a lot of proud black friends all over the place. And it's a shame that they have to be put together with these niggers. And again, I think they appreciate what I'm doing. The proud blacks do. The niggers don't. Because the niggers never, never want to be exposed. Before we get going, I want to salute, you know, the little boy from Belleville who lost his prosthetic leg in a theft a couple 3 days ago. The Shriners Hospital for Children, they measured the three-year-old boy's leg Monday and say there's going to be a new leg that'll arrive within a week. So as always, I just want to salute every Shriner that's walking the face of the earth because they take care of our children. Never charge anything. Take care of our children. And those guys, just like our military, just like our first responders, are the unsung heroes. But we want to thank all the Shriners. And the ass white bastard that stole that backpack out of a car, guarantee you it was a nigger, number one, but that's secondary. And I'm not a violent man, but I hope you get paralyzed. I hope a car runs over your nigger ass and you're confined to a wheelchair for the rest of your life. Then you'll understand what it's like not to be able to walk properly. You know, these bastards, they saw what was in there. They knew it wasn't any good. They could have called somebody. They could have dropped it off by a police station. They could have done anything. But no, these vile bastards, and there's a lot of white cracker vile bastards too, but I just about bet in the area that was at, in the Bell Valley area, that it was a nigger that broke into the car. But again, I want to thank all the Shriners for what they're doing for Joshua Ramey and what they do for all the young children that their parents can't take care of themselves. It says the Shriners Hospital for Children has 22 nonprofit hospitals across the country that provides care for children regardless of their ability to pay. Now, what a great group of guys, and can never, never, never say enough, but I'm glad that they've stepped up, as a lot of people, we tried to, everybody else tried to, so I want to thank them for the great job they did with this young little three-year-old boy and what they do throughout their existence. Hey, I want to talk about SWIC, Southwestern Illinois College, real quick. Hey, Nick Mance, give me a call, you idiot. That's the president of SWIC in Belleville that's got a bachelor's degree in finance. He's got to go to McKendree to get enough education to be able to be the president of SWIC. How embarrassing, Nick Mance. And they tell me, Nicky boy, you're from Cahokia. A lot of blacks live in Cahokia now. They didn't live there when you were there. But you had no major activities for Black History Month. You're not going to apologize? You're not going to apologize, Nick Mance? Hey, niggers, where the hell you at with this ignorant son of a bitch? That's what I hate about the niggers. It's always selective enforcement of racism. If they want to come after somebody, they do. If they don't, they just forget about it. Where was all the outcry? The black community, I won't say just niggers, the proud blacks. Where's the outcry? Southwestern Illinois College, Nick Mance, the new president, and I say that loosely, he's really not qualified to be the president by any of their standards. This man did nothing for Black History Month in February. Nick Mance, where the hell were you at? What happened? And more than that, where's the black community? And where's the niggers all up in arms because Southwestern Illinois College didn't really have any kind of major activities. Now, they may have had a sign up, but I've talked to some blacks and they're not real happy, Nick Mance. They're not real happy. And I've got to ask also while we're on that subject, Garrett Horner, their attorney, who's also the attorney for School District 189, who's also the attorney for Fairview, who's also the attorney for far this and that and whatever. They tell me Garrett Horner makes about $400,000. Is the SWIC attorney, makes $800,000-$900,000, I believe, is the attorney for School District 189 and all these other jobs. Well, I'll tell you what, Garrett Horner, you're a big fat son of a bitch, but I don't think you can spread yourself that thin. I just don't think you can spread yourself that thin. Now, I don't want to talk about his brother, Kevin Horner, who was just appointed an associate judge. I think he's an honorable man, but I think Garrett Horner's no more than a shill for Bob, I'd rather piss in my pants than piss in a urinal spray. And, of course, Mark the big faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman. And once again, Sprague and Kern, they tell me there's a move on to throw your asses out, to get rid of you bastards that haven't done anything but screwed up the Democratic Party, the true Democratic Party. But Garrett Horner, Nick Mance, I don't know what you guys are doing out there at SWIC, but I don't think it's a good thing. A lot of people tell me it's the Mance Garrett Horner takeover. You know, they fired all kind of people. Now I see in the paper, it must have cost SWIC, which is us, the hardworking taxpayers' dollars, must have cost us a fortune for all the advertising they have in the newspaper. They need two of these, four of these, full-time employees here and there. Why was everybody fired, Nick Mance? And now all of a sudden, since you're the head of the school, I say the head of the school, not the president, you don't deserve and haven't earned that title. Why all of a sudden all these rehires? Does this have anything I ask to do with politics? I would have to say yes. As always, people, we talk race, we talk politics. I want to go here real quick on our Law and Order segment. This guy, Jefferson City, Missouri. A Missouri man has been sentenced for sex crimes involving a 13-year-old Alabama girl who was illegally brought to Missouri by the man's mother and grandmother. Now, what kind of inbreeding crap is that? Michael James Collins, I would say your mother ought to be proud of you, but apparently she is. Michael James Collins, 22, was sentenced to 15 years in prison without parole. They say that Collins met this girl on a dating service in July of 17. At the time, Collins was already convicted and was a registered sexual offender on probation for a previous conviction with misconduct of a child. He admitted that he paid his grandmother $400 to bring the girl from Alabama to Missouri. His mother was with his grandmother when they picked the girl up. Then he said he had sex with a girl in the van while his mother was driving him in the front to work at the community supervisory center in Fullerton, Missouri, where he was out on probation for the first sex crime. So I gotta say, strange things happen. What about this skanky Mutafa bitch that's an ISIS bride? You've guys heard about it. She's a woman who left the United States and says she wants to come back. She's an Alabama woman. She married three ISIS men. I guess they died, I don't know, or they divorced her. I don't know what the hell they do over there. But she's trying to get back in the country. She says she's an American citizen because her father was a diplomat. And if she was born here, that she can still stay. Now, I say to that, let the bitch come back in, give her her citizenship back, and then throw her nasty ass in jail for about 30 years for being a war criminal, being a traitor to this great country. Do you know, people, how easy the United States, we give people money, we give these foreign countries money, and then they kick us in the ass, and we smile and give these foreign countries more money. But for this lousy bitch, let her come back, put her ass in jail. And I love children, but I don't love children of killers. I don't love children of ISIS fighters. And that's what this kid's gonna grow up to be. Put him in some orphanage for about 20 years and then throw his ass in jail. But the United States, we have to fight him in court. Now, let us go over to one of those countries. Let us go over to one of those Islamic State countries and try to get in and try to sue. You see how fast our heads cut off. We're not going anywhere, but in the United States, you know, the law is the law. I want to go here, and I know everybody will say I'm a racist again. The worst enemy that the Negro has is the white man. The white man that runs around drooling at the mouth, professing to love Negroes and calls himself a liberal. And it is following these white liberals that has perpetuated the problems that the Negroes have. If the Negroes weren't taken, tricked, and deceived by the white liberals, then Negroes would get together and solve their own problems. People agree? They're saying that the black problems will never be solved by the white man. Now, I know that's a little racist, but see, I didn't say that. Malcolm X said that. Malcolm X said that. You know, Malcolm X, we remember him. He was an advocate for black civil rights, but he was not as forgiving, they say, not forgiving of whites for their crimes against black Americans. He said violence is a tool to achieve civil and human rights. He said that was okay. His black and white distractors accused him of preaching racism and violence. But while black Americans honor Malcolm X, one of his basic teachings goes largely ignored. He says the black problem won't be solved by the white man. Now that sounds a little racist to me. And I go back and I did some research. And in 1938, listen to this, people. The further we get away from slavery, the more, not the proud blacks, but the more the niggers want reparation, the more the niggers blame the white people. Now follow me. Back in 1938, that year, only 11% of black children were born to unwed mothers. Think about that. Back in 1938, only 11% of black children were born to unwed mothers. As late as 1950 now, the female-headed households constituted only 18% of the black population. In the 50s now, people understand, female-headed households in the 50s was only at 18% in the black community. That's not bad at all. Now today, with all the reparation, with all the nigger crap going on, with all the niggers wanting white people to take a seat at the back of the bus, they should have progressed. It was 11% in 1938. It was 18% in 1950 when all the crap was going on. And there was racism. There was discrimination. But today, 2018, it's not 11%. It's not 18%. It's over 70%. Over 70% of these women are unwed mothers in the black community. Over 70%. Do you people hear me? And this is from the encyclopedia. This is not fake news. In earlier times, it said during the 1800s, there were only slightly differences between the black family structure and those in other ethnic groups. So that means in the 1800s, the blacks were up to par with the Irish, with the Italians, with all the Americans. What a great thing for the blacks back in the day. It said in New York City, 1925, 85% of kin-related black households were two-parent households. In 1925, 85% of black households were two-parent households. It says welfare today has encouraged young women to have children out of wedlock. And I've said that before. If you have one child, you get X amount of dollars. If you have two children, you get X amount plus whatever. You have three, you get X amount plus. You get five. So the incentive is for these niggers to pop out babies every 9 months. They don't need a father. And we've witnessed it as an East St. Louis policeman. These gals go into taverns. They pick up a guy. They have sex from the sperm donor. They don't care who the father is. Father's not going to pay any money anyway. Father doesn't want to be part of the family. Father just wants to pop out another baby. But isn't it amazing? The further the black community gets from slavery, the further, I say, gets from slavery. Seems like they should have progressed. It seems like the more family structure is broken down. The more family structure is broken down. And then the people want to blame, the niggers want to blame the white community. It says here, the high crime rate in so many black communities impose personal costs and have turned once thriving communities into economic wastelands. Well, I've been preaching that forever. Give me one town that went from white to black that's been successful. It says the Ku Klux Klan couldn't sabotage chances for black academic excellence. But they want to blame the white people. They want to blame the Ku Klux Klan. And I'm not a believer in the philosophies of the Ku Klux Klan. I denounce them as I do Black Lives Matter, any group, black or white, that's going to discriminate, that's going to try to hurt the other race. I condemn at the highest level. But the public school system in most cities that are black ran are inferior. Now, why is that? It happens in East St. Louis. It happens in Cahokia. And Malcolm X says, our problems will never be solved by the white man. Think about it, proud black community, and I know you guys have. Think about it, you niggers. You want to blame white people for everything. And I think we've come to the point where we're not going to take it anymore. We're not going to take it anymore. Why don't the black community, the proud blacks, they need to kick these niggers in their ass? Because the niggers are keeping the proud blacks down, which keeps the proud whites down, which screws up this whole country. So let's see what we can do to try to change that. And if you listen to me, you'll continue to get the information that you need. Now, this is newsworthy. This skanky bitch, Hillary Clinton, rules out a 2020 rematch with Donald Trump. Nobody would believe that. Hell, that bitch wouldn't have got 30 votes. Everybody's found her out, but she's saying, what's at stake in our country? The kind of things that are happening right now are deeply troubling to me. Well, what about when her old man was president? You know, what about when Obama was president? Well, I know when Obama was president, nobody's going to say anything because he was half black. You can't criticize a black person if you're white, and you guys know that. But you know who's criticizing Trump all throughout the first 2 years in office is this skanky bitch, this crazy nigger, racist bitch, Maxine Waters. You know, she's from St. Louis, Missouri, and St. Louis ought to be ashamed to have her. But see, the Democrats always bring the women out. They always bring the black women out especially. But this stupid bitch, this greasy black racist nigger looked like a monkey, and she does look like a monkey, bitch. Maxine Waters, the Congress lady. She's saying that Trump's no good, that Trump's a bad, that Trump's done this, that Trump's doing everything. Trump is a racist, she's saying. And she says she's launched a scathing attack, calling him unworthy and saying God will never forgive him. Hey, you nigger bitch. When the hell did you become God's spokesman, you low-life piece of political crap, that God will never forgive him? Forgive him for what? I don't know why these niggers call Trump a racist. Black economy's up, black employment's up, black unemployment's down. I don't know why they always say Trump's a racist. And then it's Maxine Waters said Trump needs to be impeached. That's the only answer. She's blaming him for the Saudi crown prince killing that guy. Hell, that wasn't Trump's fault. He don't know. He wasn't over there. And she says she knows it happened. How the hell do you know it happened, you skanky bitch? You weren't there. And then I see in an article that we picked up, Maxine Waters, Democrat from California, named one of the most corrupt members of Congress. Now, she makes $170,000 a year. She's worth $6-7 million. I'll tell you what, she must be good with her economic crap. $170,000 a year, minus taxes, but she's managed to save $7-8 million. That's pretty good. Hey, Maxine, give me a call. I'll let you handle my money. You must be really good at finances. You're not much at being the congresswoman. But she's always feuded with Trump. And the point I'm trying to make here, here's this nasty bitch who says, everybody that supports Trump, you need to come after him. You need to get in their face. You need to give them hell. Well, what are you talking about? If a white person said that about a nigger, that would be all hell break loose. But see, a nigger, not a proud black, a nigger can get away with it where a white man, white lady can't. And just as a side note, you know, Trump shut down the government. Everybody was bitching, moaning, and groaning. It's back on track. And they said for the month of February, his approval rating, President Trump's approval rating, is at 46% and climbing. So what does that tell you? That tells you that Trump's trying to do what's right. That tells you that the people of this great United States are finally understanding what the hell Trump's about. But whenever Maxine Waters continues to say that Trump's no good, and she continues to tell everybody to come after anybody that supports Trump, get in their face. You guys, a couple months ago, you remember that. But there again, nobody will address that. Everybody shuts their mouth because when a nigger gets involved, white people are afraid to say anything because they'll be called racist. And then you've got this ignorant, skanky bitch, this Omar, Representative Omar, this skanky bitch. She talks bad about the Jews. She talks bad about everybody. And she's a Congress lady from Minnesota. And there's a bunch of idiots in Minnesota. You know, they elect Jesse Ventura. They elected that ignorant guy from Saturday Night Live, whatever the hell, the senator. And he got in trouble for sexual crap, so he's out of there. Al Franken. They've got nothing but crap up there in Minnesota. A bunch of foreign people. Now, the point that I don't like, here she's talking about the Jews, talking about Americans, talking about everybody. And this skanky bitch, why don't they go back to these foreign countries? Why don't they go back? You know why they don't go back? They couldn't get away with this crap any place but this great United States of America. They come and they want to condemn They want to put their hababs on. They want to put all this crap on. They want to be treated special because they're of a different culture, different religion. No, you come to America, you're going to be treated like an American. We're not going to bend over backwards for you bastards, but that's what they want. That's what they always want. Over in St. Louis, you good people, today's election day. Today's election day for the aldermanic spots and for the president of the Board of Aldermen. And I don't know the gentleman very well. He's been on my show a few times way back in the past. But Lewis Reed, I honestly think he's the best for the job. I think that man's done as good a job as he can under the circumstances with all the politics going on in St. Louis. I think he's by far the best candidate, and I hope you good people have researched all three of the candidates and picked the one that you think's best. But I personally believe that Lou Reed is an honorable black man. He's a proud black man, hardworking black man. Unlike a lot of others, black and white. So what I say to that people, you need to research it. You need to get out and vote today because your vote will count. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about, and again, I get pissed off in the morning and I'll talk about anything I want because I don't really give a damn. I'm going to talk about this Jared Nadler. He's a representative from New York talking about Trump, about how Trump's guilty of this. These bastards don't know anything. And I say on the other side, for the Republicans too, these son of a bitches go up there to Washington. They think they're running our country. They have to remember, we've sent them there, and we can't let them forget it. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting. America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor white shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
We ain't gonna take it anymore.
Welcome back to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest bastard you'll ever want to hear. But let me tell you, people, I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking. I'm going to tell you the way I feel. I'm not going to let a nigger, you hear me, tell me what to say, what to think, or what to do. And that's what they do, people. They tell you what to say. And if, I should have checked before with the black, I'm sorry, always keep the proud blacks out, the niggers, before I said something, because I don't want them to think it's racist when I didn't mean it to be racist. So I have to ask them for permission of what to say, how to say it, what to do, what to think. That's what it's coming to, people. Because when a white man gets confronted or a white woman gets confronted by a black, they just back off. And they continue to back off. And now the niggers have mistaken kindness for weakness, and I believe it's out of hand. Hey, over in St. Louis, they said the Mardi Gras arrests were down, only 28 this year for urination and minors with in possession of alcohol. So apparently they had a pretty good time. It was pretty cold over there. But I have to say that Soulard area was once a very safe area. We used to go over there all the time, but it's like the whole town of St. Louis. You know, they're building all this stuff at Ballpark Village, trying to shore up the downtown area. But what it's going to be in another couple years, you're going to have an empty everything downtown, empty Ballpark Village. I mean, hell, they have shootings in the parking lots, carjackings. They don't want to tell you that. They don't want to tell you that, but it's there all the time. I was reading. Now, another decision by the state's attorney in Sacramento, California, said there wasn't any evidence to say this black man was killed. And they always say, unarmed black man. Why do they have to identify with unarmed black man? Why can't they say a man, unarmed man was shot? And why is it even an unarmed man? These police officers thought he had a gun in his hand. It was late at night. He picked something up, but it's always an unarmed black man shot by two white police officers. But now they went crazy in Sacramento, had over 80 arrests, tore up half the town. I want to know, why the hell when a white guy doesn't go to jail for something and he shouldn't go to jail for it, niggers want to tear the town up. They want to tear the town up. They tore up Ferguson. You know, that was a point in history that I don't think anybody ever should forget. Everybody in the world, Darren Wilson, the Ferguson policeman, even the president tried to get involved, tried to get him indicted. So did the black attorney general, Eric Holder. Nothing happened. So he wasn't even charged with a federal misdemeanor. Everybody was all up his ass, all the federal and state law enforcement authorities. President got involved. Well, you know, the president, the nigger, he called the nigger family of the defendant. He called the nigger family of the guy that tried to grab a policeman's gun, maybe kill him. He didn't call the white family, and said, hey, you're a hero. You saved your life and maybe other people's lives. But the point there, people, now in Sacramento, because the niggers didn't get their way, they're going to tear up the town. Proud black, proud white. Why do you think we want to be around these niggers? You think we want to be around these stupid, violent son of a bitches? Hell no, we don't. And then they get pissed when we don't. I see in Belleville. I see all throughout St. Clair County. A lot of proud black people. They're up here. Why aren't they down in East St. Louis? Why ain't they down below the hill in Centerville, Allerton, Cahokia, East St. Louis, Brooklyn, Washington Park? You know why? Hell, they don't want to put up with the niggers either. They don't want that nigger crap. They want to be around the decent white people. And there's a lot of white people that aren't decent. But it's amazing. It's amazing how the niggers hate us, but they want to live around us. They want to be around us. But it's not us. And they don't want the same thing we have because they'd have to work for it. They want what we have. They want, because of reparations, they want what we have. And they're never going to get that reparation song. I'm going to play that because my throat hurts. See if you can pull that up. Reparations. They're still crying today about reparations. You heard what I just read. Back in the day, 15-18% of the black community were not two-parent families. Well, that was really great. And then even in the 50s, it was 18-19%, but now it's over 70%. Again, the further we get away from slavery, the more reparations they want. So, hey, niggers, I want to take a quick break because my throat's hurting. So I'm going to play this reparation song just for you niggers, and I hope it really does piss you off, because you piss me off.
There you go again, talking about reparations. There you go again, talking about something else free. There you go again, talking about reparations. Well, listen to me, nigger, you ain't getting nothing from me. You say all your ancestors were slaves, and that's the reason that you ought to get paid. You want something for nothing, you monkeys are all the same. You're putting all of the blame on whites. We violated your civil rights, but your civil rights movement is nothing but a shakedown game. So there you go again, talking about reparations. There you go again, talking about something else free. There you go again, talking about reparations. Well, listen to me, nigger, you ain't getting nothing from me. There ain't a slave still living today. So tell me, why do you think we should pay for what we didn't do and what didn't happen to you? We can always go back home where the monkeys and the baboons roam. And if you ain't satisfied, that's exactly what you ought to do. Hey, there you go again, talking about reparations. There you go again, talking about something else free. There you go again, talking about reparations. Well, listen to me, nigger, you ain't getting nothing from me. We don't owe you a damn thing. Man, you gotta be out of your mind. So take your reparations and stick them where the sun don't shine. Hey, there you go again, talking about reparations. There you go again, talking about something else free. And there you go again, talking about reparations. Well, listen to me, nigger, you ain't getting nothing from me. We don't owe you a damn thing. Hey, you gotta be out of your mind. So take your reparations and stick them where the sun don't shine. Hey, there you go again, talking about reparations. There you go again, talking about something else free. There you go again, talking about reparations. Well, listen to me, nigger, you ain't getting nothing from me. I said, listen to me, nigger, you ain't getting nothing from me.
Now, hey, take that rep, not the Proud Blacks. Keep the Proud Blacks out. Proud Blacks don't want reparation. Proud Blacks bust their ass every day. Proud Blacks are honorable people. Proud Blacks get out and have a job. They don't have a handout. They never have their hand out. They're too busy working. But you niggers, you can all kiss my ass in reparations. Some of these presidential candidates, some of the niggers are saying that we should have reparation. Do you people, white people and Proud Black, think these niggers are owed anything? Don't you think through aid and subsidized housing and subsidized government, everything else that they've done got more than their reparation? And I see in the black paper, celebrating Black History Month. See, they don't take it just Black History Month, the niggers. It's Black History and White Privilege in headlines in the St. Louis racist nigger paper, the St. Louis American. Black History and White Privilege. Why the hell, why don't you niggers leave us white people alone? Talk about white privilege. Show us and tell us what white privilege is. Now, you'll lie and say anything like you do about racism and all whites are racist if we don't agree with the niggers. But that's at the top of the page here. Black history and white privilege. And what really pisses me off, Congressman Clay, he's mad because President Bush is going to get an award through Hampton University, a primarily black university. And so you know what Congressman Clay does? He's calling on the Congressional Black Caucus to do something about it. Not the Congressional Caucus, the Congressional Black Caucus. Do you understand me? Everything has to be black this and black that. They're not racist, but let it be a white something. See how racist? It'd be racist in a minute. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
But if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Your own man, not a puppet on the screen. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome back to the dark side. The king, not the king of England, but the king of all sports, has just walked through the studio doors, Kevin Slayton. He's our star every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. on the Kevin Slayton Show. King, how the hell you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bob. My question now, though, after, with that lead-in, how the heck do I become king of England? I'd sure love that job.
Well, I don't know. Hey, then we'd lose the king of all sports.
That's
and you are the best. Hey, listen, you're the sports expert. And I'm asking you this rhetorically because, well, you may know, because you do know everything. I've heard you say that many times. What about these two? And I wouldn't care if they were black, purple, Hispanic. You're the sports guy. What is the concept for Connecticut letting these two black guys say they're women? They don't have any hormonal shots to make them right. Weaker. to say that they're women. Now they're breaking all these state track records.
Sure they're.
Up in Connecticut. What the hell's wrong with that?
The whole state of Connecticut. That's what's wrong with it. That pack of liberals up there, they'll let them do anything they want. Look, if you have to stoop so low as to say, well, I'll go beat the women and then I'll say that I'm this great athlete, then you're pathetically sick. You know, and I admired this kid. I said the other day, if this had been my son, I'd be so proud of him. The wrestler,
right,
who came up against a woman, a girl, who was really a woman. She was a girl. And he said, I'm not going to wrestle her because, and this was in the state championship. You know,
yeah, he forfeited.
And he forfeited because he said, it's just wrong. He said, I shouldn't wrestle her, you know, not to mention how many times he'd be grabbing her in different parts.
Yeah.
He said, I just feel uncomfortable doing it.
You know what? Great part, Kevin, because at some point in time, somebody would have said, you didn't have to grab her there. Hell, he'll ever grab her boobie or grab anything.
And there'll be video of it. And 10 years from now, they'll say, look at this guy. If he's running for something
or if
he needs a promotion, look what he did.
Yeah, that'd be the kiss.
You can count on
that'd
it.
Be, but when I see those two black guys, and again, they could be white, didn't make any difference. They shot an overhead shot. And hell, they were 30, it was a 100-yard dash, they were 48 yards.
They're candy asses. I mean, how about women don't just scream bloody murder?
I ask, where is the Me Too movement on that?
Exactly. Well, they're too busy.
They're not being treated fair.
No, they're too busy bothering Trump or you or me or somebody else. You know, it's open season on men. There's no question about that.
Hey, listen, what about I've got here, and you said you didn't hear much about it. It's a woman earns a full scholarship to play college football at CMU, Central Methodist University, to play NAIA football. What do you think about a situation like that, where now the women are saying that, hey, we want to compete with the men. Now, when is that going to stop? I mean, I'm going to compete.
Well,
now,
she's stupid.
Now, can I be a tennis player and say, hey, I'm a man, but today I'm going to be a woman and I want to play in the women's league?
Bruce Jenner.
Oh, never mind.
I mean, that answers that.
Yeah, well, that's
but
true.
But here's the thing about this. This woman, she wants to play football. She wants to be the first woman to play in the NFL. Look, if your parents are so stupid as to let you play football against guys, go play and get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
You know, I'm at that point. I don't care what happens to her. Go out there, get broken in half. I don't care. You're this stupid, and you want to make an issue out of this, go ahead. Go play with the guys and see where it gets you.
Well, no, I see where that they say that the women should be able to play with the men, but then why aren't men in the Miss America? And I'm being serious now, not facetious. I mean, that could cross over. Men could say, hey, we want to compete in the Miss America contest. We want to compete in this woman thing and this woman thing here and there. What's to stop them to screw this whole thing up?
It's like I've said before, you know, women are superior to us in some areas. We're superior to them in some areas.
Wait a minute. What are women superior to us in what areas?
They're a hell of a lot sexier than we are.
Okay, never mind.
but one area that we're superior is physically, and that's not me saying that somehow we're better than women. That's just the way we're born. It's called DNA. and if you've there is not a woman out there who can play football at that level without getting killed, and as soon as she gets creamed, she's gonna bitch and sue somebody. Mark my words, that'll happen.
Yeah, wait a minute. I'm going to have to start calling you Slayton the Greek. You remember what happened to Jimmy, because he said there was a bone difference in the black
muscle
and
white.
Yeah, muscle difference. And he went down for the count.
But he said there was blacks. See, I'm just saying women in general.
Oh, okay. Well,
men in general.
Okay, men and women.
See, I didn't mention that.
Yeah, but now, honestly, and it's not a racial statement, but it's a real statement. That Serena Williams, you know, I think she's a guy playing in the women's league.
Well, she either that, you know, or, you know, the steroids are so rampant in professional
did
sports.
Did they check tennis?
Well, look at Maria Sharapova. She's the tall, slender gal she was taking something from Russia, you know, a performance-enhancing drug. So if she's taking it, I'll guarantee you, Serena, well, I can't guarantee it because I don't know, but my suspicion would be that she would be somehow enhancing her strength because she's so strong.
You know,
and that's just, you know, I make these I call them educational suppositions because we don't have proof.
Yeah.
So I can't prove that Serena Williams is doing anything illegal as far as playing sports, but I would sure guess.
He's right when he talks about me and him, or him and I, or however you want to say it.
Both of us.
Both of us are the only two that have the guts. Now, that's the emergency broadcast coming in. Now, we're not having any emergency, but they always want to. They usually do it on my show. But anyway, we're the only two, Kevin, that seriously, that'll speak up when somebody's true. Right or wrong. We don't care about color. We care about right or wrong, and we're going to speak the truth.
Couldn't care less what color somebody is.
Well, we're going to go. The FCC is on.
Coming after
us. Coming after us. So, hey, people, as always, we got to go. Let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, let's destroy them, apparently, like the FCC is trying to destroy my show. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, radical radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.